Thank you. Now, let me start off by making 2 points. The first is, clearly, HUD has the rowdiest employees. I now realize that. The second point is that before I came out here, Sean Donovan made a point of saying that this wasn't as exciting to people as Michelle Cummings. Now, I know that. I hear that everywhere I go. There's no reason to remind me, to rub it in. That's why I married her. To improve the gene pool. I am here today because I stole one terrific Secretary of HUD from you, but I've delivered another terrific Secretary of HUD to you. And I want to thank all of you for the great job that you're doing day in and day out. And we appreciate the members of Congress who are here, although I have to say that Joaquin didn't really have a choice. You know, the other two, obviously they care. You know, the brother, he's like, okay, I got to show up. But I appreciate them being here. Let me just say a few words about Sean. You know, from his first day when he got here, Sean knew he had his work cut out for him. You'll recall that the housing market was the epicenter of the crisis that we went through in 2008-2009. There were millions of families whose homes were underwater. Hundreds of thousands of construction workers were out of a job. Too many veterans lived out on the street. But we were very fortunate because Sean's just one of those people where he sees a problem, he's going to work to solve it. And if what he tries the first time doesn't work, he's going to try something else. And, you know, he's just kind of, he's a geek, he's a wonk. He studies the spreadsheets, he recruited top talent. He promised that if everyone here at HUD worked just a little bit harder, you could really turn things around for struggling families. And all of you accepted that challenge. We've still got work to do, but think about the progress that we've made. Home prices, home sales, construction, all up. Veterans' homelessness down by nearly 25%. Millions of families are now seeing their home values above water, which obviously is a huge relief for them. When natural disasters strike, like the Colorado floods or Hurricane Sandy, you are right in there helping the families rebuild. And a lot of that is thanks to Sean. A lot of it is thanks to the fact that all of you, under his leadership, took up the challenge. And you remembered what it is that this agency is about. I love the way that your new secretary characterized it. This should be a department of opportunity. And you know, housing for so many people is symbolic of the American dream. It means that you got something stable, something you can count on, something that you own. And to watch the transformation that has happened around the country, first and foremost because of the resiliency of the American people and their hard work, but also because at every step of the way you were in there trying to help them, you know, that really makes a difference. So I could not be prouder of the work that Sean did. But I can tell you that nobody is more passionate about these issues than Julian. He knows the difference between smart policy and investments that can make a difference and just talk. And he's all about action, not just talk. He's seen it firsthand in how he grew up. He's seen it firsthand as a mayor. He revitalized parts of San Antonio that had been neglected for a long time. He helped the East Side Promise Zone take root and to grow. He championed the kind of investments that keep communities strong over the long term, like economic development and expanded early childhood education. And most of all, he knows how to lead a team. And this is a big team. And you guys have gotten some big things done, but we've got a lot more to do. Even bigger things need to get done. So, you know, in talking to Julian and initially trying to persuade him to take this task, what I saw was that spirit of hard work that's reflected in how he was brought up and the values that were instilled in him, and he every single day wants to make sure that those values live out in the work that he does. And I know everybody in this room, you know, you've got a story to tell too about somebody who along the way gave you some opportunity. You know, about somebody who maybe you were like me, raised by a single mom, and like that first apartment that really had your own bedroom, and it was clean, and it was in a decent neighborhood, and there was a decent school district, and how happy everybody was, and the transformation that could take place in people's lives. You know, that's a story I want you to tap into every day that you come to work. You know, sometimes work in Washington can be discouraging. Sometimes it seems as if, you know, the agenda that you're trying to pursue, helping working families and middle-class families, sometimes it seems that's not the priorities up on Capitol Hill. But if you remember why you got into this work in the first place, if you remember that this is not just a job, but it should also be a passion, that it should also be part of giving back, that you shouldn't just be checking in and punching the clock, but every single day there's somebody out there who could use your help. And I know when they get that help, and they write letters to me, and they'll tell me, you know what, you transformed my life. There's no better feeling on earth than that feeling that you somehow played a small part in a family succeeding. And that success then lasts generations because some child or grandchild suddenly is feeling better. And they start doing better in school. And maybe, you know, they avoided getting into trouble and ending up in the criminal justice system or dropping out of school and not being able to find a job. All because of what you did. What an incredible privilege that is. What an incredible honor. And that's the attitude I want you to have every single day that you're here. You know, I tell folks, I've now been president for more than 5.5 years, and you know, I've got 2.5 years left, and I want to squeeze every single day. I want to squeeze as much out of every single day. This is not just a job. This is a privilege that we have. And we've got to do, we've got to take advantage of it. We've got to seize it, because that's what makes it worthwhile. You know, it's something that when I travel around the country, I try to describe, because people are so inundated with cynicism and bad news. And I want to tell them a story of good news. There are people in agencies like HUD every single day. They care about you, and they want to help you. And you know, big organizations are never going to be perfect. And there are always going to be some bureaucracy. There's always going to be some red tape. There's always going to be some things that don't work quite as smoothly as we want. And your job is to fix that stuff or work around that stuff. And I want everybody here to, when you're working with this new secretary who's got energy and drive, he's young, he's good looking, he talks good, you can't let him down. You know, you've got to be open to trying new things and doing things in a different way and doing them better. But more importantly, you can't let those families out there down, because they're counting on you. So I'm eager to work with him, but more importantly, I'm eager to work with you. And every single day when you come to work, I just want you to know that I can't do my job unless you're doing your job. Julian can't do his job unless you're doing your job. And whether you are, you know, managing a financing program to build low-income or affordable housing, or you are helping with some of our initiatives like Promise Zones, or you know, you are, you know, coordinating with regional offices, whatever your task, whether you are upper management or you know you're the new kid on the block who's coming in, you can really have an impact that lasts for generations. Don't squander that. Don't succumb to the cynicism. Don't start thinking that this is just a job. Remember the mission that you've got. And if you do that, I guarantee you, under Julian's leadership, you know, years from now, you're going to be able to look back and really be proud of everything that you've accomplished, because there are going to be a whole lot of people's lives who are a lot better. All right? Thank you, everybody. God bless you. Thank you.